about to catch up on what you missed from Kennedy Malloy. If you're not using Milwaukee Power Tools, you don't know what you're missing. Upgrade at your nearest authorized Milwaukee retailer. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bang, it's a Friday, baby.
It is a Friday.
And I tell you what, it's the last show for a week.
It is, and it's school holidays for everyone around, so we're all doing something.
So we're going to go out in the high, let me tell you.
We
got a show lined up for you.
An incredible show.
Guess who's on? Dave Reynolds.
Oh, he's awesome.
Dave Reynolds,
I've told
V8
you how obsessed
superstar.
I am with watching V8 supercars. I sit myself down. I know it's usually on a Sunday, isn't it? So I sit myself down. I say, don't talk. I'm not getting you any lunch. I'm not doing anything. Your mother's watching the V8 supercar.
Nice.
And I'm barracking for Davey Reynolds.
With a glass of Chardonnay.
Well,
and you're
maybe
a happy camper.
I am. I'll tell you why I'm happy too. Mm. Not only do we have Dave Reynolds.
Oh, good Lord.
We've
after
got my
yesterday's
very
flirt fest.
Listen, I beg your pardon.
KP, you were all over KP.
But do you think it was reciprocated?
Embarrassing, Dave. You're right.
But do you think he liked me?
I think he was mentally undressing you. I don't know if he wanted to date you. I think he definitely wanted to do you.
I'm only supporting the cause of saving rhinos, as Dr. Chris Brown is.
Wouldn't care. Oh. You wouldn't care
I've
less
got
about
some, listen, you wouldn't understand this, but I relate to people who love animals. We've got, there's an unlying, we don't need to speak.
Right.
We just have this language.
Chris Brown.
I've got it with Chris.
We'll be interfacing music. What's he doing since his show went under?
I beg your pardon.
It's still on.
It's still on.
Don't speak to him.
Guess what? Clown of the Week is up and running. It's going to be massive. And we're going to.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
What?
Winx is running.
Winx is running.
I'm
and
so
we're going
nervous.
To do. Do you know what?
I've got a bad feeling about
it. Really
no, I do too. I really
don't.
No, I'm not joking.
No.
And Winx has been playing
don't
up a bit.
It.
The other day, Winx had a little bit of a hissy fit,
and it's unusual. I heard she's taken up smoking. Hey, we'll have the weekend review. We'll take your course. We'll take your tweets. So much more. But there we go. Jane, what are you planning to do?
For school holidays.
School holidays. Well, it's a week off.
It is.
We get to choose to do whatever we want. You'll be filling it in.
Well, I'm going. I love this country. I love travelling. I love going to places I've not seen before.
Right.
So Lake Eyre, South Australia,
oh, yeah. Wow.
You know, it's very dry.
Mm.
Because of the floods in Queensland, it's filling with water.
Right.
And it's an amazing spectacle. It's like when it becomes green and you can – actually, if you get on the NASA website, you can see it. You can have an eye view of what's happening.
What? I'm going to put it to you.
You're tuning
that
out.
That is the most boring
I beg your pardon.
To spend.
No.
Oh, I'm going to go and have a look at a lake.
I'm taking my 12-year-old twin boys. We're going to do an adventure. I'll tell you when we're flying. First, we go to Cooper Petey.
Oh, no way.
I haven't been to Cooper Petey since I was a 15-year-old naughty schoolgirl. And a lot of
On the run?
No, we went on a school camp to Ayers Rock and we ended up in Cooper Petey. And
what
goes on at Cooper Petey stays at Cooper Petey
really,
my school friends.
It's an underground city, isn't it?
It is. But yeah, I've
and
said
it's hot,
to,
right? It's hot.
It's hot.
Really?
That sense you have underground living. So I'm going to go to Cooper Petey. G'day to everybody up there. I'll happy to have a chat with everyone. My guys and I will be up there and then we're going to go to Lake Eyre.
She loves a selfie.
I don't mind having a selfie with anyone in Cooper Petey. I think it's an incredible place to live and we're going to stay in an underground.
Get some gemstones?
Well, sure. We'll get some opals.
Oh, opals, I beg your pardon.
We're going to go to the opal mine. We're going to go, all right. I told you, I'm part of this
pockets.
Land.
I don't know if you're coming back with any of those blood opals.
Yeah, that's South Africa. There's no blood opals
what
up there.
What are you doing, Dave?
Well, I'll be saving money because I just got a message from my wife to say our plumbing is gone to the fritz. So
what kind of plumbing?
The toilet. They pulled the toilet out.
I think he's angling for a toilet now.
No, I am not.
You've got your temper.
No, I'm happy with that.
What do you want? A toilet and a duvet?
It's getting
repaired. What do you call it? A bidet.
Not getting one.
Duvet. You don't want to put a bidet in your bed.
Hey, how's the bed going?
It is fantastic.
Out of interest.
The temper mattress it's changed my life this week.
Broken it in yet?
Excuse me. No, we don't know.
That's suitable.
You
for
boys
broadcast.
Might talk
People
like that.
People want to know.
I don't talk like that with
suitable.
My friends.
I want to know.
Hey, I'll just say is.
Mickey, what are you doing? You've got a week off. What are you going to do?
It's classified.
It's secret man's business.
Classified.
Does it involve the island of Mustique?
Oh. Mustique.
Well, let's just say there could be trouble brewing. No, I'm going on a golf trip with the boys. Can't say too much.
Well, but, that always ends in tears.
Yeah.
Is Glenn Robbins involved?
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
They're jostling for positions as we speak. It's a star-studded field. Do you want to open your account?
I think I will, and I think I'll go with this one because this one really made me laugh for some reason. The UK cinema that left children in tears as horror film trailers were shown before a Peppa Pig film.
So the kids are all there for a matinee. Yes. Peppa Pig, the film's there. Yeah.
And their age, probably Peppa Pig audience is about age 2 to about 5. Yeah. So they're really little.
Just post-toddler.
Post-toddler. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, let's have a listen to what these toddlers saw.
The first trailer to come out.
He may look like us. He's not like us.
Wow. That apparently is a horror movie. Is it Ma?
Ma, yeah.
Yeah, Ma. And
those kids.
I think.
Horrific.
They were some.
They'll never recover.
No.
No, one of the mothers actually said her child had been quite, was it silent? Like, hadn't.
Mind you, they're used to some pretty weird stuff.
Kids?
The kids.
Not really.
In
not
the
at
night
two
garden.
Three.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, I have.
Tinky Winky. Right out there.
Tinky Winky, yeah.
Tinky Winky.
Yeah. All that. No, I agree with you. They're up there.
That's some really weird stuff.
Yeah, no.
Bananas dressed in pajamas. Oh, I mean, that stuff's got to take a toll eventually, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
You're going to grow up asking certain
high
questions.
High five.
About your
nana. High five.
High five. I like high five. Something for the kids.
You like the older ones.
Something for dad.
You like the original high five from memory.
Crikey.
Yeah.
Okay, another
good
one.
Good entertainment, that was.
All right. Well, I don't really feel comfortable doing this, but I'm going to clown Grease movie makers for coming up with a prequel called Summer Loving. So this is the story of Danny and Sandy when they
romance.
Have their summer romance before they get to the high school. Yeah. But we were always sus about the romance that it was. Sounded like
sounded
he
a
was
wham,
a bit
wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Sounded a bit. He got bit, old Danny Zuko got his rocks off.
I think
then,
he did
and
down
did
in the
runner.
Sand.
And did a runner.
And I think she was a bit damaged by it.
I put it to you again that
the
greatest sequel ever was Grease 2. With Maxwell Caulfield.
Just.
Caulfield Maxwell.
Don't speak to me. That's
so
rubbish.
So good.
Name me a song from Grease 2, as I said. You can't name a song, can you?
Yep.
Look at me,
Look at me, I'm.
Caulfield Maxwell. Is that his name?
Look at me, I'm Mickey.
Maxwell.
Mickey.
Look at me, I'm Mickey.
Hey, can I do one?
Yes.
The stupid vegan protesters who shut down a city, an entire city, because they wanted them to watch a film.
Guys,
seems a bit. Over
we
the
want
top.
We want to hear you. Well, we support you.
You
in
have
different
a voice.
Ways. You've got a voice. We understand why.
We like your message. Great that you're doing it.
Yes.
Just stop being so judgmental.
Yeah.
And don't hold us to ransom because it's just a lifestyle choice.
You're making too many people angry.
Oh, you got the movie they wanted to see.
Yeah, Dominion. Here
okay.
it is.
Livestock, faceless units of production in a system of incomprehensible scale, exempt from the cruelty laws that protect our companion animals. Their suffering, unseen and unheard, their value determined only by their usefulness to humankind, rationalized by a belief in our own superiority and the notion that might equals right.
So it's a real crowd pleaser. It's a real.
Oh.
It's like
you said, it was a great first date.
It's
movie.
A first date. Yeah,
you grab your popcorn.
Yeah,
have a bit of a laugh.
Put your arm around your girl.
Yeah, and just watch some slaughtering.
Ah, be great
animals.
Fun. No, it's like a rom com. It's like it's like the Notebook for farmyard animals.
Oh.
Hey, don't be dicks.
But
lighten up.
I understand
you know?
Your cause. I understand. And again,
it.
We say live export. That's got it. All that.
Okay. Good
we're dealing Lankley. With that. Talk to the government about it. Go and protest in Canberra.
Great
it's not
initiatives.
Us.
No Meat Monday. Great. Yep. People will eat less meat.
Ethical
if that's
eating
what's
and
ethical
breeding
eating.
Of animals. Yeah. We hear you.
But don't. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Idiots.
Oh, well, I can't clown myself,
pasty
can
fools.
I?
What? Oh, can I clown you?
Well, actually, I'll clown myself. for last Friday.
Yes.
Something really, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. I've never had so much feedback in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah
I can't talk it now, but let's reminisce of what I said. I went to the toilet on Friday half naked because I was going to change. So I was in my bra. My pants were down around my ankles. And the door burst open and...
It's like the start of a Stephen King novel.
Yeah, a very striking South Sudanese security guard, Faris, walked in on me. Shut the door, dude.
Nothing he saw in his homeland was as terrifying.
and to this day, people have actually suggested T-shirts. For Faris?
It's roped off now, the toilet. People are taking tours through there.
Yeah.
People want to go, people sit on it and get their photos taken.
So you know what? I think I should get reward because I could have shut up about it and not said a word.
No, but coughed it up.
I'm good humoured.
You took one for the team.
One for the team and I owned it. And I immediately ran into Faris again as soon as I came out of the toilet. I see him all the time. And you know what? Everything's fine between us. He did say he was a little traumatised.
He has never been the same.
No.
He's never been the same. I think he had to take a few days off work.
It's an HR issue.
It is an HR issue.
And
God. I've never...
Good luck in your next job. Yeah. Hey, we are going to come back with more Clown of the Week after this. Jane Kennedy, hold that thought.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malone.
Clown of the Week here.
We are right smack bang in the middle of it. And Jane, well done for outing yourself on the toot. That was brave of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I could have kept it to myself.
You came to work and everyone just stood up and applauded as you walked through.
Well, people I've never spoken to in my life have come up to me and shook their heads.
It's been well wishes. Someone sent flowers. It's been fantastic. You've given... Above and beyond this week, there was another occasion.
Oh, no.
Do you remember when you were trying to give out the website? Was it the website? Or
And talk about being absolutely oblivious to what I had just said. I did not know what I said on air, but...
What were you trying to introduce at the time?
I was going to give a website address.
Yeah, from Maths New Zealand.
Maths New Zealand. I might have just made a slip of the tongue. Thank me later if you just want to have a watch of
that. That's 9now.com.
9now.com, married at first sight. New Zealand, and they have gay couples. They have the first gay couple.
What just
the,
happened?
There you go. It's back. It's all good.
I don't think she realised what she just said then.
Why? What did I say?
Oh, Jane. We'll go back to the tape on it.
Oh, what have I done?
Okay, you get the idea.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know what
you didn't
I did.
Know, did you? We had
no,
to play
I didn't.
It back to you.
And because I'm constant. I'm such a professional. I just go on and you're so immature, both
I'm
of you, that you picked up on it. You started giggling and you didn't listen to what I was saying.
I'm the professional.
9now.com.
Right, okay. Jane.
For God's sake.
I'm professional. I've always been a thoroughbred professional.
All right, I'm
not sure
you,
about that.
I don't think so because this is the opening. I mean, it was the opening of our show. Yeah.
This is Dave was unprofessional.
It's not my problem.
It's a national radio show.
The mic should not have been up.
With what? With half a second before you talk?
How about you'd clear your throat a different time, mate? Have
this
a
is
listen.
What went to air.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Shut up,
what
Dave.
What was that noise?
Well, you put the microphone on too early, you idiot. You know how.
That's
Let's
so...
isolate that. Let's hear what happened.
Shut up,
what
Dave.
What was that noise?
Oh, you know what? You're one of those people that does the wrong thing and then puts the blame
Blames
on Dave.
It on the,
That's a weak move.
I should not be. My mic should not be up.
What,
at
with
that
half
point.
A second before
no,
you go to air?
I wasn't good to go. I wasn't good to go.
Oh,
what do you have to do? Pilates or something before you go on?
That's the way Just I roll. Mate,
how many years you've been on the air? You should know by now. That
Shut up, Dave.
Never, it
Shut up.
Never sinks in.
All right, what else have you
I'm
got
going to clown Married at First Sight.
Oi, it's done. It's dusted. It's
Finished.
Gone.
Yeah.
For frying our brains for about 4 years. Is that how this series has been going?
I reckon.
For bringing to my eyes women with the biggest lips I've ever seen, except for the lady on My Kitchen Rules from Peru, who has the biggest lips I've ever seen. But these girls, trout pout, all that stuff. I don't know. Girls, I want to tell you, as a woman,
go to finishing
you're all
school.
Girls, please go. Oh, go to finishing school and stop pumping your lips with Botox. It looks
no
stupid.
Good.
Well, who wants to patch someone who looks like that?
Stop pumping your lips. Stop turning on each other.
Stop pouring glasses of wine on each other. Do you know what, though? This about sums up to me the whole series. A chat that a couple of the people had.
This is your favourite bit.
This is my favourite bit. It talks about this is what romance is now between two young people in the world. Let's reminisce about the cheese platter.
Like, Sam and I get each other on, like, a whole new level where, like, it's almost like we don't even need to speak. It's really weird.
Do you like cheese platters?
I love cheese platters.
Savoury stuff?
Yes. Yeah. And olives?
Olives, yeah. Calamata olives.
Yes.
Pitted olives.
All of them.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Interesting.
No, not very interesting.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That is.
Is that what? Is that the destiny of you? Please give me hope, someone.
Can I clown, please, Forex, the brewery?
Oh.
Who,
what are they? Oh, well, yeah.
They're a brewery and they're running an ale house. They take tours and they've got a restaurant and a bar and they take you in. They give you a beer, which you naturally want when you're
been
on
there
the brewery
for ages.
Tour. They don't have a license.
Oh.
You idiots.
Is that not the first thing you do?
Yeah, you think.
Hang on.
If you have a license. Are you making alcohol?
Yeah.
You're surrounded by alcohol. Mm. You're inviting people in.
To drink your alcohol.
To drink alcohol. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Just
you think someone's
this one
finally
thing to do?
Someone did their research and finally went, "And we'll just renew our license for 15 years."
All right, hey, there it is. We'll come back and maybe boot home Clown of the Week just after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the Week.
Okay, I would like to clown. Unfortunately for him, the poacher who was trampled by elephants and then eaten by lions.
He was poaching rhino.
Yep. Oh, he was poaching rhino, right.
And he'd...
And before he got to the rhino...
He jumped the fence into the habitat.
Yeah. And the smart elephants, elephants are very smart.
I think it was Kruger National Park.
It was Kruger National Park.
Pretty dangerous cruising around there on foot, I would have thought.
I would have thought too.
He's about to go and denude the horn.
He was actually... Yeah, and he was with four other guys, by the way, too. So there was a group of them, actually three other guys. And he gets trampled by the elephants. Hmm. The other guys run off.
Yep.
And then his carcass is, well, his body's there. And then the lions come around, they go, tasty, fresh meat.
That's fast food.
That is their delicious.
That's an all you can eat smorgasbord.
Yum, yum.
It's munch, like munch.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they go back and they find his remains. And it's been, they've actually found out as a fact that's what happened to the guy. Okay, that's what happens to poachers.
Oh, well, there you go. Yes, you're a clown.
I've got not
and
very much
And the good
sympathy.
News was, Jane, that it was all. In aid of saving the rhino.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's very dear to our hearts.
Because I know you're a huge fan of saving the rhino, as we found out.
This is really outrageous. Don't mix an integral
when you went on
part
like
and a very ethical cause
on a Tinder-style date with KP right
this
here.
This is very immature. This is silly.
Jane, I've never felt so alone in the studio.
That's rubbish.
As I did when you were looking into... Dream dates on.
We're like voyeurs.
KP.
Can you please refer to KP as Kevin?
What was it that? So to be honest, Dave, you saw it.
I was here. I couldn't believe it either.
It was open flirting.
Nick and I couldn't get a word in.
That's
like,
rubbish.
You were leaning in. And
listen, I've told you.
You had your hand cupped under
I
your
did
chin.
Not. Yeah.
Tell me more,
touching
KP.
Touching his leg.
Tell me more.
I didn't touch him, by the way.
Close enough.
I did not.
I nearly maced you at one stage just to keep you in line. So tell me about it. What was it?
What is it about KP that's attractive?
KP factor.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not. Because when it comes to cricketers, to me, you've got your Gary Gilmores. Mm.
As you said, yesterday, Lenny Pascoe.
Lenny Pascoe.
You've got your boonies.
You got boonies.
Yeah, of course.
So what's he got that Boonie doesn't have?
Correct.
Abs? Possibly.
Okay.
But you admit you did find him interesting.
I didn't realise that. He would be as striking as a presence as he was. And when someone dedicates their life now to saving...
There it is.
Do you reckon he's doing it to get a root? Do you reckon he's trying to save...
No, he's not.
Yeah.
That's pathetic. If I try save a species of animal, is that what you're going to say about me?
Well, what, is he going to save the wombat or something? Oh, no, the rhino.
Because the wombat's not about to face extinction.
Top five.
It's
five.
The big five. South Africa.
It's not. Why don't you go and save the Tassie devil?
Do you know what? I would hunt a rhino and shoot it.
Oh, for God.
But I would want it drugged first.
Why are you saying stupid things like that when you? I know you support the rhinos.
If I go to South Africa, you know what I'm going to do?
You're a clown.
I'm going to stay at one of those safari lodges where they drug the animals.
Yeah. Can you clown
so
right
I can
now?
Go out and shoot them?
Without
any...
This is why you're single. This is because people don't understand your sense of humour.
No, I mean, if you can't come home with a couple of elephant tusks... and a rhino horn.
Yeah.
If you can't get them, if you're not coming back with
if
them,
if you're
for
not
a custom,
having
you
a lion, a lion's head on a rug that you want to lay on naked, why? What's wrong
I
with
I want
you?
A giant polar bear behind my desk. One that I've shot in the wild.
More clowns, please. Can you do multiple?
Like, all right, I think we're done here. But well done, Jane.
Yeah.
Well done. What do you mean?
Are you going to see him again?
Shut up. I'm leading the cause with him.
Right.
We're teaming up.
Well, we're done.
I'm...
I see like a Tarzan.
I'm the
Jane
Mother
thing
Teresa
there,
of rhinos.
What do you like it?
Okay, time for a break.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
We love Dave Reynolds because he's a very fast driver with a great sense of humour.
Trophies, we know the ones that you've got. You've got Bathurst.
You've got a heap.
Besides my girlfriend being my trophy.
This weekend, the supercars moved to Phillip Islands. But the last time Dave was there, he got in a little bit of trouble.
We got kicked off the track because our cars are too loud. I think it's got to do with the penguins.
They wouldn't have peeped up, would they?
They can't hear the seals coming to attack them or something like that.
Oh, what a load of rubbish.
I need a little penguin earmuffs.
Yeah. They do.
Please welcome back to the show, Dave Reynolds.
Hello, David.
G'day.
Good luck this weekend down at Phillip Island, which is such a world-class racetrack. How are you going to go? You're going to tear it apart. You've got to pull a finger out. Where are you currently lying? Fifth?
Fifth in the championship. Yeah, I'm going to pull my finger out and try and win some races.
What's happening?
That's how you get ahead in life with races.
Ford have just leapt out. And,
oh, that lousy Mustang.
Yeah, the lousy Mustang. Yeah, it's kind of dominated the headlines.
Is that fair? Is it?
Yeah, yes and no. Yeah.
Is Scott McLaughlin a good mate of yours?
Yeah, I get along with everyone.
But is there healthy rivalry?
Yeah, there's healthy rivalry, but I've been...
Tell us something you don't like about him.
I've been silenced.
Oh, I beg your pardon?
I'm not allowed to talk about...
Really?
...things.
That's like red rag to a bull for us. Yeah.
we love a bit of trash talk on this program.
Yeah.
We're going into a big weekend of motor racing, and let's call some idiots out.
I'm not calling any person or driver out. It's mainly about the cars and the...
The rivalry.
I suppose the interpretation of the rules and whatnot.
They're cheating. Ford are cheating.
That's what you're saying,
Dave
Reynolds.
That's a fair way to say it.
No, not at all. No, not at all. No, can't say that.
All right, you've got practice one and two.
I'm a Holden driver.
That's happening
today,
Friday.
You are a Holden driver. You're a great Holden driver. Today. The Penrite Holden team. So, fantastic team.
And we need you to qualify on pole position. That would be great.
What do I get if I get pole?
I'll tell you what. We can sit down and watch repeats of Married at First Sight.
I'm so in. Trust me.
How are you going? Have you got withdrawals since Tuesday night? I think was it Monday night? Or?
Come the night, I don't know what to do with my life. I find myself cleaning and reading a book. It's weird.
You're a massive Mavs fan. I had no idea. What drew you to the show?
Yeah,
Why is it Tahan?
Yeah, definitely. My girlfriend gets me engaged. And originally, I was like, I don't want to watch this. This is terrible. And then you get into it, and then you're like, there's actually a deeper meaning, deeper interaction with yourself you have.
Not.
And you're like, yeah, there is. And you watch it and you're like, actually, my life's not too bad after watching all these people go crazy.
I say it is quite meditative when I watch it because I do phase out and you can do other chores and things. So I watch it the next day and I have it on. I'm doing the laundry or cooking or making kids' lunches, and I've got it on, and I hear the screeching of the women. Now, the women were very badly behaved, don't you think?
Very badly.
But if there was one, just say Tahan's not on the scene, is there one that you would go for out of all the Married at First Sight chicks?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, good
what
answer.
What about the blokes?
No.
What about... I like the bald dude.
Mike.
Mike, he's
awesome. Yeah, I thought Mike
can
was
I,
a dude.
Can I ask you this? Which of the women does Tahan most remind you of?
She calls herself after Cyclone Cyril.
Cyclone Cyril. That's not a compliment, but you're allowed to say it yourself.
Cyril, is she the
she
one
says
I...
says that. That's me.
She's the one I said who sounds most like a woman who... the type of woman who would chop your penis off while
correct.
You're sleeping.
Yes.
Correct me.
My girlfriend, Hans, actually, said, if you ever cheat on me, I'm cutting it off. Cut it off in your sleep and...
Hey, is this stuff you're talking?
Hey?
Who was that dude? John Bobbitt?
No, John Wayne Bobbitt.
Yeah, that's right.
It did happen to him.
Good times.
Good times.
It's a lot of fun. No, not only did she chop it off, but then she stole it and then chucked it out the window of a car.
Of a moving car.
That'd be fun at Phillip Island.
When we come back, I want to ask you about your podcast that you're doing. Because you're very diverse.
We're going to get to more about Phillip Island. I'm not done there yet. I think you can win this weekend. I've got a very strong feeling. And there was something else we needed to get.
Yeah, I want to talk about
that. He's got the same bet as Dave.
What?
Yes.
A temper.
Yeah, I got a temper bet.
Temper is sponsor.
Here we go.
We'll be back.
Ever slept on.
Right after this.
Dave Reynolds with us. This weekend is the WD40 Phillip Island Super Sprint. Tickettech.com.au broadcast live on Fox Sports and KO. Highlights on 10. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave Reynolds, our special guest. By the way, this weekend, the WD-40 Phillip Island Super Sprint.
Yeah.
Check that out. Fox Sports KO and highlights on 10.
He's got to win this weekend, though. I've got a good feeling. Because so. He looks well rested. Now, you've got the same, you've got the same bed as our Dave.
Yes.
And why is that?
The temper.
Well, I'm sponsored by Temper. They gave me a free bed. And I don't have the super expensive one like Bangles.
You can come over for a cuddle. That's fine.
Tell us a bit about it. Does it give you a good night's sleep?
Yeah, I love it. To be honest, it's one of the best sleeps I've ever had. And every other bed I've had, I woke up with a sore back. And this one sort of eliminates that.
Do you watch Maths with Tahan in bed together when you're in the Temper?
Hey, I want to ask you about your podcast, Below the Bonnet. Can you tell me?
Below the Bonnet?
Yeah, I love the idea.
Good night. I'd like to be a guest on it.
100% you're
done.
In.
So all right,
you're in.
Done.
You'll be the most famous person we ever have on the show.
And it focuses on supercars, but it's not just on the cars, is it? Does another thing come up?
We can talk about absolutely anything.
But under
on the
bonnet, do you really talk about
below
stuff?
The bonnet?
Below the bonnet.
It's a concept we come up with. It was like it's raw, it's unedited, like because we can't afford a producer.
Do you bitch about other car drivers?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
it's
awesome.
It's all below the bonnet.
I like you when you're letting fly. It feels like you've been reined in, or someone's had the chat to you. You're not really hauling off at the opposition. You're not calling them out.
I know. Well, I did the first episode, and then I got an email the next day saying,
the kind of podcast I need to listen to. Hey, tell me, this weekend at Phillip Island, there's two races. Can you explain that to me?
We normally do a quali and then a race on Saturday, and then a quali and a race on Sunday. Yeah.
Well,
do you need any advice about? Because I've done a hot lap down there. Well,
tedious.
I was on the back of Mick Doohan's bike down there, and don't pop a mono. This is my only advice I've got.
Did you fall off?
But when we started, he popped a mono that went for about 200 metres. And to this day, I'm not sure whether he meant to or it was just my weight on the back. No, I didn't fall off. But I have to tell you, by the end of it, my wrists were...
Arm pump, yeah.
Hey, have you watched the Netflix documentary on the Formula One car?
Drive to Survive, yeah. I watched a couple of episodes.
Yeah,
really,
what
like
are your thoughts on that?
I love it. I reckon it's great.
I did too. I like the insight. I like to hear how much communication there is between the driver and the pits, everyone in the pits.
Yeah,
is that what happens? Yeah.
Yeah, we're constantly on the radio talking.
How do you concentrate, though, if everyone's in your ear?
But poorly when they talk to us. They're not allowed to talk to me in the corner. They know that.
So can I give you a buzz?
Yeah. I'd probably put a defensive.
Hey, Dave, laughing too Mickey, much. How are you, buddy?
Hang on, corner. It's quiet.
You got to get used to it. When I first come in the category, I wasn't very accustomed to that. And as you get older and, I suppose,
more
experience, you get better at that.
We're three rounds into a 15-round competition. What do Holden need to do to peg this back and get back in control?
Just hold it flat. Hold it flat more.
Throw
big balls and have big
Hey, Kennedy
Malloy.
This
is the first time I think you've ever been in studio with the shoes on.
Dave gets in trouble when he doesn't wear footwear.
Well, it's cold outside.
It is.
And that's why I wear shoes today.
You are Kennedy Malloy's Dave Reynolds, as we dub you, and we will be cheering you on. I can't wait to see you on it, Philip. I love watching.
How's our sticker going? We were going to put our sticker on your car at some stage.
I'm going to take you for a ride.
I'm in too.
All right, next Tuesday you're coming.
All right.
Great.
Check it out this weekend, by the way. Ticketek.com.au to buy tickets for our Victorian listeners. The WD-40, Phillip Island Super Sprint, Dave Reynolds, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
That's right, people. The week is disappearing in the rear vision mirror as we plough into knock-off drinks on a Friday. How good a feeling is that? But before we get there, we'll have our week in review, Jane.
We will.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke here.
The last time we saw Dr. Chris Brown, he had his partner in crime, Lady Morris, with him. And Julia and Jane both had lust in their eyes.
So I would swoon at every glance.
once. Well, why wouldn't you? I say.
And I continue to do so.
I mean, I probably had cause for a tranquilizer rifle in the first series, to be fair, and I had plenty of access to it.
Well, let's hope the darts are loaded and ready to go, because Jane's got that look again.
Hey.
Please welcome back one of our faves, Dr. Chris Brown.
I'll tell you what, I need a big dose.
I know how you
to
feel.
To knock me out.
Doc, when you just spend most of your working day being ogled by the ladies, it sounds harmless, but it gets you, it gets us down after a while, doesn't
you you can relate, Mickey, and it's actually about, I wish we were judging our mind. That's always been my
boo-hoo.
Concern,
and
you always talk about it as well.
Yeah, because my mind's hot.
Listen, your mind's something or other. Well, Chris.
Hey, Chris, I was just off top. Whatever happened to that show you guys used to do on the Sunday nights?
It's still on, Mick.
Geez,
Mick.
Sorry, I'm an idiot.
God. What is Chris?
Well, it's funny you mention it, Mick, because we have one episode left of this series.
Do. I love this show, by the way. Do you know why I'm angry? Why wasn't I called on?
Oh, now you're angry.
Why wasn't I called on in the first segment to be your voiceover announcer?
Oh,
I would have done a great job up there. It would have been bringing some life and zest. To the occasion.
Matt Preston wasn't enough life and zest for you.
Do you know what? I got threatened by Matt Preston yesterday. He threatened Whitney. Our producer ran into Matt Preston. She grabbed him and said, "You tell Malloy that's my I do the beard thing." Apparently that was the only way of separating us for some time.
I was going to say, the way that the chops are just starting to really appear now.
Thank you.
If you were to throw a cravat on, it is one and the same.
I mean, it'd be covering up about five chins. It'd be the hardest working cravat in show business. Why did my name ever come up in discussion?
Listen,
as someone on Sunday
listen,
night takeaway?
Settle down, settle down. Because they had other better people than you. Well, like the guy.
Shane Warne, yes.
No, the guy Warne. From The Jungle, the model.
You don't even know his name.
Justin Lacko. Yeah.
See, you were chosen ahead.
Again.
You missed out, and Justin Lacko was
audience
chosen.
You wouldn't put us back. Back to back.
We did get, we do actually have confirmation that Magda Zubanski will actually be our guest on Sunday. So, Mickey, I'm afraid.
I'll allow it. Series two, then.
Series two,
series
you
two.
Are
this
a lock.
This is the season final of Sunday Night Takeaway at 7:30 on Sunday night. It's been a fantastic show to enjoy, and it's one of those shows because there's not many on television, God knows. We can sit around with the family and watch it because I can't sit around with my children and watch Married at First Sight, for example.
Jeez, you tried. You really tried.
I gave it a red hot crack.
That would be bad parenting right there.
It would be bad parenting.
You'd be good in it.
Why
were you in that show?
Which show?
Married at First Sight.
You and Rob.
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
You're a complete buffoon today. I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's fun to watch from that.
Honestly. You've got great pranks on. And what about those little Chris and little Julia?
Sort of
creepy, but they're funny.
Sure. No, they are.
Have you seen these two?
I haven't seen these two.
Because I'd love to see a little Mick and Jane. That would be very disturbing.
Yeah, it is. Trust me, it's very disturbing to see little
Mine would look like El Chapo.
Really would.
All right, give us...
He's probably doing about 6 to 10 in some sort of Colombian penitentiary at the moment. That's
quite
why he's unavailable.
Sorry, I just kicked
just
you.
Kick me
I didn't mean to
table.
Kick you. I wasn't
you
kicking
doing?
You to shut you up either.
You're warning me off.
No, I'm
what
not.
Are you doing?
I want to say you're probably the busiest man in showbiz at the moment because not only have we got Sunday Night Takeaway, so don't forget to watch on Sunday night, but The Living Room season 8, and you're working with the great Amanda Keller, Barry Dubois,
and McGraw. Is he still on it?
Yes, he's on it.
Can you put him down?
Well,
could you at least tranquilize?
Why would you want to do that?
Tranquilize him or something.
There's only so much he can put in his tea before he starts to get the distinctive taste.
Chris,
that
I remember talking to you about him. Remember, you were saying, I think you were sitting next to him on a plane when he has to travel, and you'd have to be very clear to him. You'd say things like, "You can't speak to me like for quite a long time, please."
He's got a rule where he has to get. He calls it the fiesta. He has the fiesta inside him that he has to get out, and so you have to give him the first hour of the flight to talk to him. Get the fiesta out, and then after that he can actually sleep and calm. It is like dealing with a small child, sure. But
this has got Finnegan written all over it.
It really
well,
does.
You should have your kit on you with you. But you're doing something amazing, and it's to do with, I can't even say the word panda without smiling.
I know, and look, everyone loves a panda, and I think this is the... This is the story that I was born to do because obviously everyone knows the pandas, Adelaide Zoo, Wong Wong and Foony. Don't call him Wang Wang. Wong Wong and Foony. You know, for 7 consecutive years, they've failed to breed.
Oh.
They have not produced babies.
They are hopeless.
They're trying,
aren't
they?
He's a dud.
What do you do? You send the only member of the living room team without kids to go and tell them how to have kids. It makes perfect sense.
They've sent in the big gun.
They really have.
Do they speak English or Chinese?
They look a little bit of a combination of both. But I was trying to get them to speak the language of love. And Chris, this is sounding bizarre.
This has got three-way written all over it.
Trust me, it is bizarre. It is bizarre. Because, Mickey...
Are you like a fluffer?
No, you can't be.
It's a similar role, but what you have to realise with pandas, they're only, like, the female is only receptive for 36 hours a year.
That's right.
I mean, you try that on Jane Kennedy. That is tough going. That is control.
That's a small window.
That is a very small window. And so my job is to prep Wong Wong for that 36-hour window.
What do you mean prep?
Well, he's got to get in shape, doesn't he? Because he can't be out of shape when he's only got one chance, one opportunity. You know, it's like Eminem. He's just got to get in there and...
He sits around eating bamboo and sliding down hills.
It's not like he's worn out. Average daily role, mate.
And this is... I'd heard rumours about Wong Wong. And the rumours were that potentially he may not really have the get up and go. All right?
You didn't have to touch anything, did you?
I didn't have to get him up in that way, okay. Jane Kennedy.
It's a legitimate technique, though, Jane.
I was saying it in veterinary purposes.
All I'm going to say here is he's the most adorable panda you will ever... And I've met some pandas. I actually have. and he's completely adorable, but it says a lot that his favourite hobby of all time is to have a bubblegum-scented bubble bath. That is his hobby, quite seriously.
If that doesn't get Fungi in the mood, she's frigid, quite frankly.
He's got some challenges, so we go through a bit of a fitness regime, we go through a bit of mind control, we go through just a strategy, and I've got a good feeling that this is the year.
Is there anything I can do to help? Can I come round and push his bottom up and down?
Okay. When's it going to happen? Let's go to a break and we'll come back. We've got to get on to this.
5 more years, by the way. Have you just heard this? This has just happened.
I have heard this.
They've announced it.
It's bipartisan,
Zoos,
isn't
Adelaide,
it?
The governments have said.
Hey, you know what? We should do a broadcast.
Years, he might get one away in the next 5 years.
Well, let's be there when it happens.
It should be like Live Aid. We should be there with him, like
we
just
will be.
Supporting him, and basically we just guide him through it,
playing him some Animal Channel.
Mickey can be pushing his bum up.
I knew it'd get
as
to
promised.
That. Well,
right. Got some David Attenborough voiceovers going. Turn the lights down.
I can see that. The living room, Fridays at 7:30 on 10 with our guest, Dr. Chris Brown. More after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Very special guest, our favourite doctor. Dr. Chris Brown is here. By the way.
The panda rooter.
That's right.
That has not been proven, and you'll have to see tonight if there's any vision of that.
Sunday Night Takeaway airs 7:30 Sunday night on 10. It's the season final. You want to check that out.
And a great show. Also, we have been collecting some animal stories. To read with you and to go through them with you. Chris, you ready?
I am.
Well, one that really struck me this week and a lot of people, and it's sort of natural justice, I think we have to say, is a rhino poacher was trampled to death by elephants. Then the backup team came in, and they were a bunch of lions, and they ate him up. They did leave the head intact. Now, why don't animals want to eat someone's head? Because this is not uncommon that a head's left. See where I went with this story?
Out of all that, that's what's piqued your interest.
Well, I'm glad he was eaten.
I love the anatomical nature of the question.
Thank you. You
want to know the actual breakdown of why the head is inedible.
Yes, it's because
it's all bone.
Right.
You know, there's just not much. And they could crunch away, but there's just not enough
frustrating.
They're after the organs.
Yep.
You know, that if you watch any Attenborough documentary, once again, we're back at Attenborough.
Yes.
They go straight for the organs. The liver's, you know, always tasty. So they would have cleaned him out.
When elephants are walking through the desert or the Serengeti or wherever they're walking and they come across another elephant skull, do they stop and play with the skull with their trunks?
They do that, and it's because their sense of smell is actually potentially even better than dogs. So they have an incredible sense of smell, and they are smelling that skull and recognising the odour of it and knowing whether it's family or not. And their family units are extremely sort of well classified. They know who's related to who. Obviously, the mother, the female, is at the top of the tree with them, and so they would grieve then and know, oh, that's Auntie Betty who died a couple of years ago.
That is amazing to me.
So the UK is trying to ban elephants being in held in zoos at the moment too. And what are your feelings on that, Chris?
Look, I can see the idea behind it. I think we're sort of at the point where you've got to have a pretty damn good zoo enclosure to stimulate a mind like an elephant. And the more you study animals like, you know, like orcas and like elephants, you realise just how intelligent they are and how much stimulation they need. Otherwise, and you see it in a lot of captive elephants where they develop these little, you know, those repetitive behaviours where they swing their trunk a certain way, they walk around in circles. All those things are a sign that their mind's not being adequately utilised. So that's where, like, your open range zoos are.
That's why they're so good, the open range sanctuaries.
That's all well and good, but if I can't go to the circus and see a bear riding a tricycle, I'm going to claim it as PC madness.
It's a form of mental stimulation, Nick, and you can argue that. I'm sure you can.
All right, we're going to go on to another topic now. So I was going to say that this is not going to make the cat people happy.
Are you a cat person or a dog person?
I like to be both, but I've got to say...
Get off the fence.
Off the fence. I got to say I spend more time with my cat than I do with my dog because of all my travel. The dog spends a lot of time on the farm.
So
and
typical.
So you're judging... I can hear the judging tone in your voice now, Mickey. I don't like it one little bit.
Hear the judging tone in my voice too.
And
you,
I don't
you think
like
you know someone. You think you know someone.
I know.
And then you're confronted with this.
But your cat gets on your Instagram more than your dog too. I'm not happy about that.
But there's many layers. You know, it's always nice to have extra layers. Mickey, you should learn about this. You can't just be everything to everyone. You've got to keep something up your sleeve. And
that's
this research,
true.
I did not like this research little bit for what you're about to say.
Okay. Maybe it's because, well, just according to this, dog owners are happier than cat owners. Mm. This is what the study has shown. It's also found that dog owners are more likely to be married. That doesn't necessarily mean they're happy.
That hurts.
But apparently... Even though cats have always got that skanky vibe about them.
Oh.
No, it's so true. Do you have a cat,
like
though?
I do. They're better than you. They're better than you.
Well, so haughty.
What are you looking at?
They're so sleazy.
What?
They suck up to you when they want something.
The research says that 36% of dog owners classify themselves as being happy. 18% of cat owners say they're happy. It's because dogs give it away twice as much for free.
How
that's
dare
what you want.
You.
But that's what you want.
They're non-judgmental. They give it away for free. I mean,
I put it to you.
But a great example, you know, Jane Kennedy goes home after being sprung in a toilet with a pants around her ankles. Does the dog judge? No. It treats her the same way, and that's why she can be happy
the dog would happily drink out of that toilet when Jane Kennedy gets off it.
It really would. It says a lot about their personality. They're willing to forgive. They're willing to forget. They're willing to move on.
Can a cat catch a frisbee? No, it can't.
What did a cat do when I came home? Nothing.
A dog cannot massage you lovingly and carefully like a cat
and have that beautiful purr. I must say that's
pretty dirty,
nice.
Rotten cat lover. I do it.
That's a nice.
Hey, what else have you got there, Jane? Come on, we don't get him very often.
I know.
Don't waste his time.
Tell me about this. I'm
ones.
Not sure how. I mean, you seem to know everything about all animals. Mm-hmm. How about insects, Chris?
Mm-hmm. I can have a go.
All right. Millions of aggressive ladybirds have been riddled with STIs, and they're invading the UK.
I put it to you, that's not very ladylike.
Seriously. They're not all they're cracked up to be, are they? I remember as a kid, it was always a sign of luck if you had a ladybird.
Yes, it still is. Please tell me it is.
Well, apparently not. That ladybirds they can be quite nasty.
They can't.
They can invade dogs' mouths. They form big colonies inside dogs' mouths, which cause quite seriously. They do. In this case, they are they carry a sexually transmitted fungus. I mean, that's a hell of an excuse. You're going a few steps down the line to blame the fact a ladybird caused your genital fungus.
That's a big call.
What
about the day when you find ladybirds in your underpants? I mean, hang on a second. Whoa.
It happens, doesn't it? But there thankfully aren't too many things that can transfer, you know, sexually transmitted diseases because of the laws in the country, but also just generally the diseases that animals have, STIs. Don't transfer it to people. When I was a kid, my dad is a vet, and he used to treat koalas, and he used to treat a lot of koalas that had chlamydia. And one day, dad came home from work with this runny eye, really runny eye. And I sort of said, oh, what happened? And he said, I was taking a sample from one of the koalas that had chlamydia, and a bit of it flicked into my eye. And I sort of walked away and got something to eat at that stage. So I just naturally went away as a 10-year-old and thought, well, Dad got chlamydia from the koala. And so I went to school and told everyone that that my dad had chlamydia. And
yeah,
he'd got it from a koala. He'd been working closely with them. And for 20 years of my life, that was just fact. Until a couple of weeks ago, I saw Dad and I was like, yeah, tell me about that time you got the chlamydia from the koala. And he's like, what? That never happened. And I pushed him on it. And he said, that was like just a natural foreign reaction to the fact that I put a bit of like poo went in my eye. Of course, my eye was running.
He'll sue you.
But for 30 years, I thought Mum and Dad had worked through the whole dad had chlamydia thing and come out the other side. I thought it was like,
and blamed a koala by
and
the
blamed,
way.
I mean, it was genius.
What did your dad do? What was his occupation?
He's a vet and still works as one, but now he's gone into parasites and parasitology.
So you're a second generation nerd.
I did. Fourth or fifth.
Not to me.
Where did he live?
Newcastle.
So he's the Newcastle vet. Did he have his own show? Was he the Newcastle vet?
He considers himself the Bondi veteran. And
I love that.
He's been running up and down Newcastle Beach for years just trying to get his own start.
Newcastle vet.
He should have
not a very good show. Just been an hour of Chris's dad putting animals down.
Looking through poo.
And collecting parasites and making excuses Chris, for his sexually transmitted diseases.
Yes. We could talk to you all day. Can't today.
Look,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We'll do it another time.
So many glasses of wine you can drink during an interview, I understand.
Wow, you're on fire today.
Have fun on Sunday night. Enjoy yourself.
It's the season final.
Get
Sunday
involved.
Night takeaway, 7:30, Network 10, and of course the Living Room Fridays at 7:30 on 10.
Well,
Dr. Chris Brown.
Like a hawk.
That's Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A amazing moment in Australian sport will take place this weekend when Winks races for the last time. Now, this is
what made them decide to stop racing.
Horse is getting on. I've been willing that for years.
It's
a bit of a fairy tale now, and to bring it back to Melbourne for one last run at the Cox Plate there's an element of danger to that. It's done its job. Yep. It's an incredible horse.
It's sold out, so it's going to go out on top
at Rosehill this weekend would be just a great way for one of the giants of the track to head out. In my time, there's been three great Australian horses, of course, Winks, Black Caviar and Maccabi Diva.
Yeah.
Yep.
All kind of in those different fields. Mm. One a sprinter, one that's kind of up to a mile, and then, of course, the stayers. It's a sad moment, but what a way to go out. I've got a bad feeling.
What do you mean?
No, I know what you mean.
I have
every single last five races, I've felt sick.
A, it may not win, and B, it might be put down.
That's not going to happen.
Now, I wasn't going down that track. Why do you do that? Tell me. Why are you going to spoil time. That for us? Come on.
Just a bit of a laugh.
Hey.
Now, Winks, what a story. Who's riding? I could honestly ride Winks to victory.
I don't think so. You couldn't? Because you don't weigh as much as a jockey.
Yeah, you're a bit big.
Who's riding Winks?
Well, it would be a test of the way.
Hugh Bauman.
Oh, what, you want a prize?
Well, I'm just... Well, you're a bit slow off the mark.
I was thinking about me on a set of scales. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah?
And scales.
I'd love it out. I'd love it out. I'll be out the track, having fun.
You're very experienced now. You've done a movie.
You're
about
a trainer. It. Yeah, that's right. Ride like a girl.
Ride like a girl.
Make a movie about Winks, I'll probably be in that too.
would you play this time?
Half of Winks will be a pantomime horse costume. This
chuff bag.
A bookie. I'd be a good bookie. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, a bit shady.
A bit dodgy.
Yeah, bookie. Yeah. You know what I'd do? I'd go out to a nightclub afterwards and dance around my bookie bag.
Is that what female bookies do?
That's right.
Maybe.
Well, that's what there's not. That's why there's not many female jockeys.
Because
they want to get in the scales. They're always lying about their weight.
That's a funny joke. It too.
Hey, good luck, Winks. Yeah,
she went a bit.
Got a bad feeling.
Do you know
about
what? For the first time, she had a little hissy fit.
Did she?
Yes, a couple of days ago, she nearly punched someone, her hooves nearly punched her handler out.
Women in their shoes. They're just, so she'll be angling for
I'll
new
pay
pair.
That one.
Does Jimmy Choo make a horseshoe?
Well, if there's any horse that deserves some Jimmy shoes, it's Winks. Yeah. Wouldn't that be a great thing?
Get out there. Yes. If you're in
well, good
in
luck, because I think
Sydney,
it's sold out.
Why would you not get out
Royal
there
Randwick
and
is sold out.
Be part of history?
I'll be watching on the television.
Some money on
watch
here
a
tomorrow.
Great horse to a lap of honour. Fantastic
wow.
stuff.
And
well
great
done.
Owners.
Yeah.
Well done, Winks.
And remember, I'll be in the movie. Cause I'll okay, if you get rides like a all girl, right. It's about me. Okay. With a bit of a shell.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
What a week it's been, and yes. especially for you, and I have a feeling some of your antics may be coming up again, Jane Kennedy.
I concede defeat.
As we look back lovingly at you, your week, and the week that
let
was.
Let it rip.
A week of surprise on Kennedy Malloy. Mick was surprised to learn about a royal reunion.
Fergie and Andrew are friends with benefits again.
Oh, okay.
I want you to think of the toe sucking.
Hey! What are you doing?
On that couch. On that outside bed,
imagine
remember?
Imagine the toes now.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the little piggy that went to market.
Like a busted twisty.
And we're all surprised at the number of male Maths fans out there.
Well, I would rather watch an episode of Maths than watch the footy.
Yeah, and I'm keen for Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, my.
Well,
I'm going to go back to Geordie Shores, mate.
Oh, Geordie Shores. How are you going to cope when Married at First Sight finishes?
Oh, I'll probably have to talk to the wife a bit more.
Mick was surprised to hear that Madonna is still performing.
She's not going to wear a leotard, please.
She's in great nick. She can wear a leotard.
Oh, she looks like a Steggles chicken. Jane.
Not really?
When she's in her leotard.
She might have a little bit of osteoporosis.
She wears a metallic bra, but it just hangs a lot lower these days.
And we weren't that surprised about the nanny state rules taking over our schools.
Birthday cakes have to be small and individual in nature because teachers were unable to cut up cakes.
Because it's a knife, Nick.
Oh.
She might slip and stab a child.
Oh, that'd be great. We used to get that as a punishment.
Child deserves
hey, Malloy, come here. Stab.
Mick had another surprise invention.
Giant dog baskets.
Oh, like yeah.
A giant
okay.
dog basket for a human. Copyright, Mick Malloy. And I'm going to, you give them out. And
oh, yeah, that's
got,
cozy.
You put it up and it's got the little walls around the outside.
God, that'd
but
be
what
good
I do is it. I just do a number of circles before I eventually lie down and go to sleep.
We were all pretty surprised that Ben Elton hadn't yet been knighted.
No, I've never been offered anything. I think they think I'd probably turn it down. Frankly, after they knighted Baldrick, I thought the currency has been debased. With deepest respect to Tony, who I love.
Also.
You should have seen Rowan's face when he got the news.
And I think Jane was surprised by how attracted she was to Kevin Peterson.
Did that get a bit flirty?
Look, he's a very attractive man. I've been a supporter of his Save the Rhino.
You would trample a rhino to get his AP. Thought we're going to have to tranquilise you for a minute. Get him out of here before you woke up.
Mick had a surprise fact that no one needed.
Holding in a fart means you might breathe it out your mouth.
What?
Holding in a fart? Why is that any better than it coming out your ass?
No.
That's just revolting.
I've read it out.
That's a revolting story.
So you breathe out a fart.
Oh.
You haven't got a mint.
Amos Gill had a surprising story about meeting Russell Crowe.
So I just barged straight in, no hello. My best friend's dad's your private jet pilot. Russell just looks at the American boy and goes, do we know who he's talking about? And the American goes, yeah, Russ, Rick, the red-headed guy. And then Russell goes, cool, you guys talk about him.
And it turns out Dr. Chris Brown is the surprising choice to help the Adelaide Pandas get it on.
You send the only member of the living room team without kids to go and tell them how to have kids. It makes perfect sense.
They've sent in the big gun.
They really have.
Do they speak English or Chinese?
They look a little bit of a combination of both. But I was trying to get them to speak the language of love.
Chris, this is sounding bizarre.
This has got three-way written all over it.
Trust me, it is. It is bizarre. It is bizarre.
What?
Because, Mick, the female is only receptive for 36 hours a year.
That's right.
I mean, you try that on, Jane Kennedy.
But the biggest surprise this week was saved for our poor building security guard, Farris. who walked in on Jane in a compromising position.
Whoosh! The door opens super wide. I'm sitting on the toilet in my bra and my pants, and it's our security guard just staring at me going, oh, my God. I'm going, whoa, whoa, man. Shut the door. The door is on one of those...
Hydraulic.
Yeah, hydraulic doors. Can't slam.
Oh, no.
And it was just slow motion.
It's like the start of a Stephen King novel.
Yeah,
a
very striking South Sudanese security guard, Paris. Shut the door, dude.
Nothing he saw in his homeland was as terrifying.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And we are done and dusted. Yeah. That's us, not just for a week, but we are officially on holidays.
We are. We're going to have a break for a week, everybody. We're going to have the Easter, of course, because it's coming up.
Do you love Easter? What do? You...
For Easter, usually, I'll be away, as I said. We'll be in Cooper Pedy and away with my kids. Easter Sunday, a bit of a roast lamb, something like that. Sounds nice, doesn't it?
My mum accused me of not getting into the spirit of Easter.
Why not?
Oh, it just says I wasn't getting it. So I went into the back garden and nailed myself to a cross. Are you happy now, Ma? Are you happy? Look at me.
You should do stand-up. You're funny.
Well, you're talking of stand-up. Yeah. Can I give you this? We're going to go around the grounds.
Yep.
Let's start in Melbourne. And I know there's been a lot of comedy in that part of the world, but Stand Up for Christchurch. This is a fantastic gig. It's got Arj Barker, Usla Carlson, Joel Creasy, Dave Hughes, Nazima Sane, who I think organised this, Jamone, Tommy Little, Luke McGregor, Celia. It's just going to be wall-to-wall superstars doing it for no coin so they can raise money for the good people of Christchurch in these testing times. You know what? There's nothing better than going to see something and having a laugh and knowing your money's going to a good
great idea
at the same time. Okay. So get involved.
I'm going to go to Adelaide now. Rose Tattoo are performing. Angry Anderson had some very sad news and lost his son.
Yep.
This is the first time he's back on the road. He's got a great support crew and a great band with him. He's going to be in the main room, the Gov in Hindmarsh S8. Go and support Angry, guys.
That's got Adelaide.
There's nothing better than the live Rose Tattoo band. You've got to go and see him.
Okay, what about this? If you're in the great state of Western Australia, I was thinking of going over to watch this myself, the Western Derby, Fremantle Dockers versus Western. These are the most fiercely contested games of AFL in history. There's always fireworks.
Yeah.
There's always a big stink.
Fantastic.
Two great teams that will go hammer and tong. Hoptus Oval, Saturday 13.
I'll tell you where I want to be if I can divert from Cooper Pedy to Brisbane. I want to go and see the Red Hot Summer Tour in Noosa.
Oh, who's on?
John Farnham, Daryl Braithwaite, John Stevens, Vanessa Amorosi, Thirsty Merc and Dragon.
Wow.
Hello.
Oh,
wow.
That's at the Noosa District Sports Complex, and you can go to ticketmaster.com.au for tickets. That, oh my God, is my dream lineup.
Hey, and if you are in Sydney, of course, obviously Winx is going around. Yes. You'd give that a red hot go. Otherwise, check out the Sydney Royal Easter Show, Showgrounds. That's an iconic
institution.
Take your kids.
The country comes to town. It's so much fun. The first chance for kids to see
Get your kids off Fortnite and take them to the Sydney show.
Dead right. And have a think about what's going on in some parts of this country. Exactly. Are we done and dusted, Jane Kennedy?
I think we are, Mickey. I'll see you in a week. I'll see you down the track.
Have fun in Cooper Pedy.
I will.
Keep me posted.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you in a week in a bit. For Kennedy Malloy, missed any of the show today? It's been a ripper. Grab the podcast, kennedymalloy.com.au.
Now you're caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See what you're missing if you're not using Milwaukee Power Tools at milwaukeetools.com.au. Milwaukee Power Tools. Nothing but heavy duty.